This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. And we actually have real news on New Year's Day. It's not just football and parades this time around. On the heels of this morning's fiscal cliff vote in the U.S. Senate, the drama has now shifted to the House, where members are still debating the details of the Senate bill. Bottom line, it raises taxes on some wealthy Americans, and it puts off deep spending cuts for another few months. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us to talk about the latest developments. Hi, Nancy.
Hey, Sarah.
Well, there's apparently a hitch in the House. What's happening today?
You know, Sarah, I know it's New Year's Day, but honestly, it feels a lot more like Groundhog Day here in Washington.
Yeah.
Once again, there is gridlock on Capitol Hill. I know you're shocked. Leaders of both parties are trying to get their troops in line. They're trying to support the bill the Senate passed in the very wee hours of this morning. Vice President Biden met with House Democrats today, and he actually camped out for a while. He went out a couple blocks from the Capitol and got lunch for his staff and sat there and ate lunch. Democrats came out of that meeting today saying it was a very bipartisan bill that was passed in the Senate. And House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said they were ready to vote on the Senate bill.
It's long overdue for us to have this solution to go forward and remove all doubt as to what comes next for our country. So we expect the American people deserve an up or down vote on what was passed in the Senate.
So, Nancy, what is the main hang-up at this point?
Yeah, why hasn't the House voted on this bill? Some House Republicans say they really don't like the Senate bill. House Speaker John Boehner has not taken a public position on the bill. Apparently, in the meetings that were held today with House GOP members, he really didn't say much. He did a lot of listening. Apparently, he got a lot of complaints about the Senate bill. But the House Majority Leader, Eric Cantor, says he does not support the Senate bill. He actually has come out and said that. A number of House Republicans have complained the Senate bill doesn't cut spending enough, that it focuses too much on tax increases. Now, I know that we do focus on the numbers here at Marketplace, Sarah, but you have to look behind the numbers a little bit. Yeah, they say that they're concerned that the Senate bill doesn't focus enough on cutting spending.
Right.
But many of these members of Congress are getting a lot of pressure from their districts. Many of their districts are very polarized, and the members are afraid that if they're perceived as stepping out of line by voting for the Senate bill, that they'll pay later. There are party activists, there are super PACs with lots of money waiting in the wings to back a challenger in the next primary if they don't like what their member of Congress is doing. So the upshot of this is, brace yourself, the House could amend the Senate bill and send it back to the Senate.
So the upshot, a lot of politics going on, but Nancy, what's the upshot for taxpayers?
Yeah. Well, you know, we did go over the fiscal cliff this morning, so our taxes have already gone up. The Senate bill would have only raised taxes on families making more than $450,000 a year or individuals with incomes over $400,000. But of course, that bill is still in limbo, so everybody's taxes have gone up.
Technically, yes.
And that includes the Social Security payroll tax. We talked a lot about that. There was a payroll tax holiday, but that's over. And by the way, the payroll tax goes up in the Senate bill, too. So we can pretty much assume that payroll tax is going to go back up to where it was,
right,
up 2 percentage points to 6.2%. Now, Sarah, I'm going to digress just a little bit here, and I'm going to quote my mom.
Stay
with me here, okay? All right. So my parents own a small business, and they have a couple of employees, and the employees are concerned that the payroll tax is going up. But my mom said to them, you know, keep in mind the money from that Social Security payroll tax goes toward your Social Security.
Right.
So it's really not such a bad thing that it's going back up to where it was, because you'll be saving more toward your Social Security. Your paycheck may go down a bit now, but your Social Security check will be a bit higher when you retire.
Right. So advice from Mother Marshall on this New Year's Day, Nancy Marshall-Genzer in our D.C. Bureau. Nancy, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.